And for me, it's like you go, you play your show, the lights, you're rock and rolling, and then after, you know, you're back, your regular dude.
Pete Yorn might think of himself as a regular dude, but most of us aren't writing songs for feature films in our 20s and touring with Coldplay in our 30s. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Singer-songwriter Pete Yorn got his break in music when two demos of his songs were selected for the soundtrack to the movie Me, Myself, and Irene back in 2000. Since then, Pete's been continuing to work on his own stuff, and he's collaborated with a who's who of alternative rockers, like the Foo Fighters' Dave Grohl, R.E.M.'s Peter Buck, Bright Eyes' Mike Mogus, and on his most recent album, Frank Black. That album came on the heels of Pete Yorn's 2009 release with Scarlett Johansson called Breakup. And when Claudia Marshall talked with Pete in Studio A, he told her about the differences between working with Frank Black and a Hollywood starlet.
We have a mutual friend. I hadn't seen her in years, and she stopped by this place I was working at, and I started playing her some new music, and she was out of nowhere. She's just like, "You should really work with Charles Thompson." And I was like, "Cool, who's Charles Thompson?" And she's like, "That's Frank Black." I didn't know that was his real name.
I don't think I did either.
I was like, "Oh, wow." I was kind of just like, "Wow, that's his real name, Charles Thompson." And I was like, "Yeah, I love Frank Black." She's like, "Yeah, he's looking to produce some projects or something like that." And I was like, "Of course, I'd love to work with him." And then like 2 weeks later, maybe 3 weeks later, I get an email from Frank Black. And he's like, "Hey, man, let's make some rock and roll or something like that." And I was like, "What?" We figured out the logistics, and I, on my own dime, I just bought a ticket up to Salem, Oregon, where he wanted to work in his little studio. And he picked me up at the airport, got me a hotel room, and
Frank Black booking your hotel room. Get out.
Yeah, he's a real gentleman. "When I'm with you, oh, my life makes perfect sense. And everything we get from the shared experience. After the show, we can smile together. But only I'll know how it starts in the morning again. Wrap your arms around me. Feel glad when y'all surround me. It's you who grounds me. When you're done, put me back where you found me. Rock crowd, throw your arms around me. Rock crowd, throw your arms around me. Rock crowd, throw your arms around me."
That last project was Scarlett Johansson. Lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a fun record to make. Sad that idea to do that thing. Reached out to Scarlett. She was up for it. We worked... Me and my cousin Max and this producer Sonny Levine, we worked up all the music. Probably took us about a month and a half, 2 months all in, and then we brought Scarlett in to sing. We had her for 2 afternoons, and we taught her the songs on the spot.
Oh, so she's a quick study.
Very quick study, and she did great. That was a really fun record to make and promote. It's weird. She's such a great performer, in films and as an actor. In the singing thing, she's always loved to sing, but she's always been real scared about singing in public. It's like, and I'm like, "Well, what's the big deal, you know? You get on stage and act." She's like, "Yeah, but I'm an actor. That's what I do." And I was like, "Well, act like a singer."
"Life's been great to me. Oh, yeah, it feels a little sad. Gotta break out of here. Appreciate what I have. Life's been great to me. Oh, yeah, it feels a little sad. Break out of here. Appreciate what I have. Do I want what I haven't got? Stop dwelling on the things that I want. Begin creating on the memories, 'cause it's easy to get stuck. Spirit of life's been guiding me out. Strong racing on my doubt. I see a future that was made for me."
Pete Yorn, live with the song Future Life. Pete Yorn's latest album is self-titled. Take 5 was produced today by Andrew Hirschman. To hear Pete Yorn talk and sing about non-self-titled albums, check out our online archives at WFUV.org.